Happy day. I'm Liza, your healing mentor. I used to say, all I need in life is for my kids to be happy and healthy. The problem was they weren't happy and they weren't healthy. Both my kids had anxiety, depression, and even Lyme disease. Then one day my daughter told her therapist, what would make me happy is if my mom was happy. So I went on a journey to find my own personal happiness. When I finally became happy, my own kids accelerated in their own healing journey. Now I share my stories, my mindset, and other inspirational healers with you. Let's heal one story at a time. Happy day and welcome to Very Happy Stories. Okay, is it just me or are more people getting sick? I hear more and more stories of people who are becoming chronically ill. Maybe they have anxiety, depression, maybe Lyme disease, or they might even just have like immune deficiencies. They don't even know really what the root cause of their illness is, but I hear about this more and more. And the truth is, some people will heal and recover from these chronic conditions, but others won't. And there is a secret sauce in why some people recover faster than other people. That's what I'm getting in today with the Healing Dudes. I had a conversation with Joe Cusimano and Josh Cutler, and we dive into all the things that help accelerate healing. This is a conversation about being accountable, doing all the daily things that we need to do, and even doing it within community. I can't wait for you to hear Josh's story and Joe's story. They are doing so much, not just in the Lyme world, but in the healing world. They have big plans, big dreams, and that's really what you need to take yourself from 50% recovery to 90% recovery. I can't wait for you to hear this episode. This is Josh and Joe's Very Happy Story. I am so excited to have this conversation with the Healing Dudes. Welcome, Josh. Welcome, Joe, to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. So I follow you guys on social media. I love everything you put out there. It so much resonates with me and my story. And I can't wait to hear your story. I know there's a healing story here. Yeah. I know you guys do so much in terms of helping the community and serving others. So I can't wait to learn everything. Let's start with your story. I mean, each of you has an individual story. Yeah. I'd love to hear that. And how did y'all meet too?
Yeah. So our stories kind of parallel one another, and we've known each other for over 15 years now. Mm-hmm. And we met like, I think on like a Facebook Lyme group or something like that. Yeah. So back in like maybe 2007, a long time ago.
Lifetime ago sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'll give a brief description of my story. I got sick with Lyme disease back in 2004, 2005, spent many years, you know, basically bedridden, couch ridden, couldn't work, had to drop out of school, you know, was living up in Pennsylvania at the time, just kind of fighting for my life, looking for hope and answers of how to get better, you know, tons of neurological symptoms, all of that stuff, pretty much everything you deal with Lyme, neurological, physical, psychological symptoms, all of it. Tried everything under the sun, different antibiotics, different courses of treatment. Some worked, some didn't. Most of the time, I just spent around waiting around looking for answers and how to get better. Mm-hmm. And I'll get more into how I got better when we speak about what we're doing now. But sure. I kind of stumbled upon mind-body healing aspects of how to get better, you know, incorporating lots of meditation, calming the nervous system, focusing on, you know, visualizing myself healthy, really focusing on diet, you know, exercise again, and pushing myself past a lot of fears and self-imposed limitations. I was able to get well and was well for about 5 years from 2010 to 2015, relapsed again, got myself well again using the same type of tactics, and was kind of, again, healthy for several years, but like on the fence of healthy, like back working normal living or whatever. And then past year, 2022, I kind of relapsed again for several reasons, but in a stressful environment, work environment, had a lot of stressors come up. And then I ended up getting COVID. I just crashed my immune system. And Josh and I kind of came together. You know, I'll let him share his story, but we kind of came together to help one another heal. And we've been doing that. And we wanted to share the way we have learned to heal with the community of people. So that's my story, really briefly. I can get way more in depth.
Yes.
We crossed paths at, you know, the most opportune time. Both him and I were in a pretty dark spot.
Yeah.
Healing, I mean, and the mess of it, when you're chronically sick, as I'm sure you know, like you just, it's grim. I was previously, you know, a little bit about me. I got sick in 2006. I was a network engineer for the federal government.
Yep.
And literally just happened overnight. I had a panic attack at work and ended up in the hospital. And from that moment, 2006 on till I started healing, I was stuck in this perpetual state of derealization, depersonalization. It was constant hospital to hospital, just never, ever, ever, you know, getting the answers or diagnosis. So they eventually told me at 26 years old that I was just anxious and that I needed to get over it. Doctor wrote down on a piece of paper, you are healthy, you are whole. He's like, anytime you're feeling symptoms, look at this. Like, what's this supposed to do, dude? So I went through, finally got a Lyme diagnosis and, you know, thought that I had the answers to all my questions. Did IV antibiotics, oral antibiotics, ozone, I mean, you name it, bee venom therapy. It literally went through all this and just ended up getting only more sick and couldn't really find a reason. So here I am after a whole myriad of things that happened. 15, 16 years sick, we crossed paths again. I was always envious that this dude got better. It's not like we were super tight or anything like that. We just, you know, casually would check in every, you know, year or so or whatnot. And we'd only met once because we both share a passion for cars and racing. So we ended up, you know, meeting over that. And we pretty much held each other accountable. We both were on the same mind-body healing experience. I tried DNRS, which is a limbic system retraining program, and that kind of got me on the way. And, you know, he was doing a couple other ones. And, you know, we'd call each other every day, like check in, you know, throughout the day. Let's get through this, man. Let's figure this out. I said, he'd gotten so sick where he couldn't go to work. I was like, dude, come down to Florida, man. Yeah. It's healing down here. It helps. You know, just
random. Agree. 100%.
Nice, you know, condo in DC. He had a cush job. And I was like, bro, let's heal. Let's make this a thing. And he came down here and, you know, slowly but surely we started to get better. And we're like, you know, what if we don't feel called to go back into engineering or.
Yeah, I worked in advertising and I didn't feel called to go back there. Yeah. So.
And I mean, it's obviously it's great money, but we both felt called to help people heal. So, you know, we're like, what about the idea of healing with people as they heal? Now, obviously we're further along in the journey, but I was like, let's go through this. We know that it works. The science and evidence is there. It's unfortunate when you get chronic illness that you just get in these loops and you just, unfortunately, most don't get better. They're chronically sick the rest of their lives and they just begin to accept it. Joe and I decided that we weren't going to accept it, that we tried to get better. And we developed the 30-day program. And right away, you know, the class filled up and signed up. Really, you know, we're on the third class now.
It's almost over.
Yeah, it's almost over. And we've just seen people come out of the class and just experience life again. So it's not only just about getting better. It's about, you know, it's not like people heal automatically. It takes time, but they're seeing parts of their life come back because when you get sick, you stop dreaming, you stop believing in a future. So teaching adults to dream as we did when we were kids is a beautiful thing. So, you know, we stop. So not only can you get better, but whatever it is you want in life, like literally it's achievable. The only thing that stops you are the roadblocks that you put in your mind.
Right.
So we teach a lot about overcoming fear and, you know, anxiety, depression, all these different things. And we've just seen so many lives completely change. We have people that were in the first class that they're in the third class or going into the fourth class with us. But this is kind of what's derived from meditation. And from that, we're going to be opening up a cafe. We have a health. Yeah, it's we.
Oh my gosh!
Big. We decided, you know, we were going to go from being sick to completely changing our lives, and not only doing this 30-day boot camp, but we want to help people heal on a large scale.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my gosh, I have to stop you just because there are so many questions. And first of all, like what I'm hearing, this resonates with me so much, right? Because it's not just Lyme. Lyme just kind of like opens up to just healing in general. Mm-hmm. And what I'm sensing from you, it's like a movement. It's like a healing movement. Yeah. And so I love that so much. And I share the same mission. You know, I speak a lot to mothers because children are so impacted. And I do believe like to heal the child, you have to go through the mother. And there's so much the mother has to do, but it's so similar to what you're saying. So I just wanted to back up because I just have a couple questions here. When you kept relapsing, Joe, were these like flares?
Full on relapses. So here's kind of what happened is that I got better and then I went back to living a normal life. Like I was working, but I also went back to kind of thinking I was a 20, 30 something year old healthy person. I went back to like drinking, kind of you know, eating kind of worse than I normally would. Just not really taking care of my body that much. I got into a really stressful career, relationship stress, other illnesses would creep up. And then something would always just like set me over the edge to the point of like a full-on relapse.
Got it. That's got it.
2015. And then that's what happened this past year. I was kind of, again, I was in both of those situations. I was like, you know, I'd gotten healthy, but then for like about a year, I was like teetering on like, I'm starting to feel worse, but you know, let me just forget about it. And then there was something always that set me over the edge. The last one was COVID. Again, like COVID was not the full culprit. It was just the final piece that like threw me back into full.
Yeah, I hear you. It's like, I just want to go back to living. Like now that I did all this work, like I worked my ass off. Yeah. Now I just want to kind of go back to like the life I had. And it's like, you know, the universe telling you like, no, like, you know, you got to stay on this particular path. So I very, very much understand that. And then Josh, question for you, were more of your symptoms more in the world of psychiatric disorders? Was it more mental health?
Pretty much a lot of this, both the same symptoms, but
like, a lot of it. So there was a lot of anxiety involved, but I mean, also a lot of cardiac, neurological. I mean, literally there wasn't, I mean, when you go through the chronic illness realm, I don't feel like there's a box that I couldn't check. And it was tough because at one point I had neuropathy. So I'd lost feeling from my waist down. And this is kind of the story that pumps into this is I was in a wheelchair at 28, 29. I couldn't feel anything. You could take a brick and hit my leg and
oh my God,
I feel it. And I have four kids. So I'm full-time dad. On top of all this, and my oldest son had to take care of me while I was going through this. So it wasn't just like the psychological aspect. Now that was because I think when anybody gets sick, there's a trauma associated with getting sick and you developing depression and all those. But it was all encompassing. It was everything. And, you know, I think during that, obviously, I think we all experience some mental anguish, but kind of the stuff that happened with my son, like we talked about briefly before, kind of changed everything around. So,
yeah. Well, I want you to share that story because I hadn't heard it and I want to hear it. But then also, after we get into that, I want to know what is the secret sauce? You know, like what is it that works? So, I want to unpack that too. Sure. But please, Josh, share the story with your son.
Yeah. So, anyways, I had to stop working. I was on disability. So, my wife was working full time, you know, our means of living was completely slashed because I couldn't work. So I'd lost my house, my cars, everything that I'd worked so hard for.
Wow.
Just because I couldn't get up and go to work physically, from 26 going on. And, you know, I needed a home healthcare nurse, but insurance wasn't picking it up. So my son decided at 8 or 9 years old that he was okay staying home, that I would homeschool him. And he's a cool dude, man. He's 18 now. And that he would help me out. So he would bring me medications. He would bring me lunch. You know, he'd push me around in the wheelchair. He'd sit on the couch with me all day and literally lift my spirits. And as I started walking again, which that's a whole crazy other story, he was there like step by step to get to the end of the road to go around. And through all this, he just, the only thing that he asked is he wanted to play basketball. Like he wanted to play in a rec basketball league. Cause I asked him, I was like, how can I repay you for this? This is such a big thing. Cause it's a large period of time. It's like, I just want to play basketball. So I signed him up for rec basketball and it was tough. I wasn't driving at the time. My anxiety was terrible. But as a process of exposure and stuff, you know, I got there and he got good quick.
Wow.
Work out in the front yard, rain, sleet, snow. He would just get out there and dribble. I'd sit on the front porch and watch him while I felt sick.
What did that do for you though? As you're watching your son,
I was better and better. Yeah. He was only nine. He was, you know, when I would go to the mall to expose myself to getting out in public, you know, dribble through the mall, he would dribble. He never put his basketball down and he gained some notoriety on Instagram, like in the early, like, I don't know, 2014, 2015. And all of a sudden, you know, he had some small videos that went viral. So he blew up to like 15,000. And then next thing, he did a video copying Steph Curry that, like I said, he is the face of the NBA right now. Or one. And literally, it just blew up overnight. And it was the number one trending on Reddit for like 4 days. I mean, just videos all over the place. And I get a call from the front office of the Golden State Warriors asking us if we wanted to fly out. They'd fly us out. We'd get to meet him. My son could do the halftime show. And then after went from talk shows to, you know, just things, products being sent to the house. And he literally became, now he's so much more chill. He's kind of moved into that. Like he's anti-fame.
How old was he when this whole thing was blowing
like
up?
10 or 11. So like as a kid, you can't even imagine. Like his wildest dreams are coming true. He's in commercials. He's getting cast for movies. We're on talk shows talking about our journey to that point. And yeah, I mean, it's an incredible story. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, the videos on YouTube tell a great story that the Golden State Warriors put up. I mean, there's multiple videos that are in, you know, 30, 40 million views. So it was quite the experience.
That's amazing. Were you telling your Lyme story of how your son was kind of your caretaker too for this period of time?
So I was to local news stations and to one TV show that we were on, not TV show, but one talk show that we were on. I didn't want to take away from his moment because he'd earned it. When I tell you that this kid worked, I mean, he's absolutely incredible, you know, verified on Instagram, just huge. Like but he's super humble. Joe knows him. He's a great guy, but he's been there for me through my entire battle. And I've been there through him, you know, with basketball and stuff. So it's been quite the incredible journey up to that point with it. So
that is so beautiful. I had to like hold back tears when you were telling me how he would take care of you. I mean, that's such a beautiful bond too. And just having to be as a father, having to be so vulnerable in front of your son is hard.
Yeah, it's been very hard, especially for kids. You know, like my wife is in school and she works full time as a psychiatric nurse. So I'm a full time dad of four kids. It is exhausting.
Yeah.
But it's so rewarding because I think because of my illness and that they've seen, they become more compassionate humans because of that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my silver lining. And now that I'm getting better, it's like, I don't know. They're seeing a person that they've never seen before. So it's kind of cool.
Yes. I love the transformation.
Have you ever thought, I'd love to have a podcast just like this one? Well, I can help. My name is Matt Kundle, and everyone at my company, the Sound Off Podcast Network, had a hand in making this show. Whether it was about the sound, the discoverability, or that you're just enjoying the show, we are all about the detail. If you think you have a podcast in you, reach out to me via email, matt@soundoff.network. Or check out the website and become one of the great podcasts we work with at soundoff.network.
I love what you guys do too. It's like you hold yourself accountable to the healing journey. Mm-hmm. And there is this piece of like serving others, helping others heals you. And at the same time, you're healing each other. There's that saying, like, heal yourself, heal the world. I know somewhere.
We say that all the time.
It's so true though. I mean, it's really, really true. I always tell that to the women that I mentor, healing yourself is healing your child. Every time you grow, every time you pivot, there is a huge radical change in the acceleration of your child's healing journey. I saw in my own family. So I know that sounds a little woo-woo, but it's really real.
No, it's true. It's 100% true, I believe.
So I know you do this boot camp. It's totally taken off. And let's just talk a little bit here about this. Like, what is it that works? What is the secret sauce? What are we doing here? Because it's not just like, take your pills with this. Like, it's not any of that. So break it down.
We can break it down for sure. So you're right. It is not take pills. It is not spend thousands of dollars seeing doctors or trying these new treatments. It's all within you, and it's all the stuff that really ultimately works. And we teach people how to heal their bodies through mind-body healing tactics. And basically how I have healed in the past and how Josh is healing and how we've seen, I don't even know how many people you've talked to who have healed this way. Yeah. There has been a common theme to the people that have healed, including myself, from chronic Lyme, from other chronic illnesses. And Josh, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but I think the way we started this, like the pillars was like, what do you see in the people that have gotten better? What has gotten me better? And what the one thing is like people really start changing their mindset and accessing their subconscious mind and allowing themselves to believe that they can heal and visualizing themselves healed. And it may sound sort of woo-woo and it may sound sort of like new age, like, BS.
But the science is there. That's what's fantastic.
So we're all about like the science behind this, all this stuff. So that is one of them. And we teach meditation and visualization and being able to dream and visualize and access your subconscious mind and to reprogramming yourself to heal, to calm your nervous system, to calm your limbic system and allow yourself to heal. So that is the one thing. Then we go into movement. A lot of people who are chronically ill, we stop moving. We just stay on the couch. We sit around, we move from couch to bed.
Yep.
The one thing that we realize is that in order to heal, you need to move the body. We teach people like things about yoga, qigong, movement, and then ask people to walk every day. Get up and walk, move your body every day.
Which is hard to do when you live in a really cold environment. I moved from Chicago with two kids that were struggling. And it's just so interesting how like when you shut down for a season of movement, the more you have to work at it, you gotta bundle up and get outside.
It's tough. And that's how it was when I lived up in Washington, D.C. last year. When I relapsed, it was every day. As before I moved down, I knew that the way to get better was to not stop moving. So I would get up every day, bundle up, put on my coat, put on my gloves, put on my hat, bring a cup of tea outside and walk around for a mile or two or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, do that sort of stuff. Yeah. So, and then we teach people on, diet, nutrition, what to put in your body, what to do there to help your body heal. We're both big proponents of like diet, nutrition, helping you heal your body. So much so I went and got my master's in nutrition while I was working
a
few years ago, because I knew that there was something to it and I knew that it helped me so much in the past. And then, so we teach people all about that. And then the last one, kind of what Josh kind of talked about and goes overlooked so much. And these are kind of broken down into quick little simple things. There's a lot to it. But that is facing your fears and beginning to live again, even if you are not, where you want to be in your health.
People
that are chronically ill, we stop living. We focus on how sick we are. We focus on all of the negative, all of the bad stuff. And we stop trying to live our lives and things like that. And something I learned many years ago, and this is something that I did when I got better, was I realized that the illness was not going to kill me. I was sick for many, many years. I mean, yes, some of the symptoms were very, very scary, detrimental, like very uncomfortable. I did have cardiac involvement like Josh or whatever, but I'd spent 4 or 5 years sick on the couch.
Yeah.
And I realized I'm going to do my best to live regardless of how I feel. I'm not going to let the illness win anymore. And I started living and facing fears and by doing all of these things, my body started healing. I focused on the mind-body approach of meditating, of focusing on my diet, of, you know, cutting out all the toxic negativity and starting to live my life as if I was beginning to get healthy again, even if I was not there yet. So that's kind of what our programs are based around.
But I think it's important too that when we do this, the biggest part of it is the person doing the work. Essentially, what we do is we put people in a routine, like this is a new routine. This is what's going to change your life. You're going to wake up in the morning. You're going to practice gratitude. You're going to write down what you're grateful for. Then you're going to get up and you're going to meditate. Because when you do this for 30 days, morning, night, morning, night, morning, night, morning, night, the mind begins to shift. So when we do meditation, it's not like, no, it's a specific meditation where we have people go in. And, you know, we talk them down and they get into the subconscious mind. They begin to think about how they would see themselves healthy, you know, what they see in the future. And this is where the Healing Dudes came from, is through meditation. And it's literally something that we kind of envisioned, threw on a vision board, and it just keeps, you know, because we think about it constantly. We meditate on it constantly. We write it down. So, of course, it's going to be successful. Like my idea of manifestation is, you know, as you begin to think about these things and write about these things, things start coming to you.
It's so true.
It requires work. But what we try to tell people is you're going to get what you put in. So if you come into the program, you don't walk, you don't change your diet, you're not going to get anything. So coming here expecting not to work. But what's great is the mountains of science behind neuroplasticity. So what happens when we get sick is it's a traumatic event. We essentially hit a wall and stop living completely. So we develop all these fears and phobias and symptoms and food sensitivities and stuff like that.
It's like a vicious cycle.
Because our you know, nervous system's dysregulated and it can't function properly. So you cannot begin to heal this until you begin to heal the brain. So as you heal the brain, you know, you calm down, you're in a more, you know, your body's in a better state to heal. Your immune system kicks in, and we're not saying if someone's on treatment that they should stop or anything. That's not it at all. We're here to help heal the brain and then let the body get out of the way and let the body do the work. Because when you begin to believe in your body's ability to heal itself and in great nutrition and facing fears and creating a future, guess what? Joe and I were, you know, just being transparent, we were sick and suicidal 6 months ago on the couch. It was bad. It was really bad. And now, I mean, we're sitting in our office right now. The Healing Dudes became a real thing. The cafe is becoming a real thing. This nutrition line of products is becoming.
And it's happening quickly.
It is.
It's crazy.
Yes. And I agree with you. I mean, I have implemented so much of this myself. I don't talk a lot about this. I mean, a lot of people know me as like the mom who has the Lyme Pans kids, but I did a test myself and I have active Lyme. I have active Lyme. And I remember falling apart after I had my first child. And then again, after I had my second, I think I was flaring. I had breast cancer. I had tachycardia issues, like, you know, with my heart and all of these things. And just along the way, I didn't like put them in buckets like you did, but it is like the self-healing journey of probably like, I mean, I just didn't have a choice. Like I had these kids, I had to take care of them. You know, I had to like pull it together. And there's, you know, it's when I did a lot of meditation and healing and mindset. And I think for me, the diet, just going hard into an anti-inflammatory diet helped my depression much. I didn't know I had a leaky gut. I didn't know that I, you know, was sensitive to gluten. And there is so much truth to this. And I think for me and for a lot of people, I think step one is hard to understand that like you have to be accountable to this.
And that's what's great about this class. And this is what we love is we've cultivated a community that we set everybody up with an accountability partner as they go through this to hold them accountable to their routine, to their diet, to walking, to doing all, to facing the fears, which is a big part of it. Because a lot of these people that we get in our classes essentially stop living. Their life becomes on the couch or on, you know, and you get so sick, you know, how would it not? But the accountability is great. But we also do these Zoom calls twice a week that are so, so, so powerful. people laugh, cry. Like the class literally after the end of 30 days literally becomes a family because we have group chats going and everybody gets to know everybody. So we celebrate everybody's successes. And, you know, we're there when people are in the low part to kind of lift them out. But the big message that we put out is no one's coming to save you. No one's coming to heal you. You literally have to do the work and you've got to dig in deep because healing's not easy, regardless of whatever method you choose. This is just what we've seen be the most successful with chronic illness, with people getting completely better. So,
And doing it in a community raises the vibration of everybody else. So since you guys started this community and this boot camp, how have you improved?
That's the thing is like that it's been so healing for us. Yeah. I mean, well, like you said, we didn't realize, like we knew that this worked. And like Josh said, 6 months ago, we were both like pretty damn sick. Like, you know, before I moved down to Florida, you know, it was like I was struggling. I had to quit my job, all that sort of stuff. And we held each other accountable to, you know, let's do this type of work and heal. We know it works. I've healed in the past. He's seen progress in the past. And he's also talked to a lot of people who have healed. We knew this was a way, but holding each other accountable was huge. Yeah. And we started seeing some progress pretty quickly. I mean, it wasn't like amazing. You know, we would just see glimpses of our old lives coming back. But over the like the last, you know, 3-4 months, you know, it's become a night and day difference that we've committed to this type of healing, you know, with ourselves. You know, it's we tell everyone in the class, we are not healed. We are healing with you. And so we are just a little bit ahead of you. So you guys are going to see our good days. You're going to see our bad days. We're going to be completely vulnerable. Mm-hmm. We're going to share everything that we have gone through and we're going to be able to relate with whatever you're going through because we're living it as well. But just in the short period of time of doing it, we have seen, I mean, great improvements, like, again, getting our lives back. And
well, not even, bro, we're completely different people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the crazy part about this is we try to inspire people to dream. So I use this term often, and I don't know why. So if your dream is to have a cattle ranch in the middle of Montana, like, believe it. Like,
start. It's true.
If you want to start a business, if you want to start a podcast, it takes work. But you have to make the initial decision. Yep. You have to write it down. And then when you begin to meditate on it in the morning and at night and at morning and at night and at morning and night, you write it down on a board. These things start to come true because you're spurred towards action.
Yeah.
90% of what we do or 80 to 95% of what we do is based on our subconscious thinking. So if we don't ever change our thinking, we literally live in that same hamster wheel for our entire lives, not conscious of what we're doing. And we simply exist. We don't live and we don't live in an abundant life. So it's not only to just heal from chronic illness. It's okay. We've been sick for this long. Let's jump out of this and create what we've always dreamed of. And that's what we try to inspire. We've had people come out and create businesses and it's just been amazing doing things that they've wanted to do. And that's literally what the Healing Dudes has been is we're healing, but this is vision. It's so many beautiful things that we've seen to come to fruition in just a short 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I speak to this a lot too, because what you're doing is you're becoming responsible and accountable for co-creating the life that you want.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
And there's such power there. And you just have to start implementing these things that you're talking about. Starting with gratitude, visualizing. Mm-hmm. I tell a lot of mothers that I work with, it's like, you know, visualize that moment you're going to tell your kids something and they're going to have like a crazy outbreak and visualize it going a different way. Mm-hmm. And you got to put those wheels into motion. I love that. And I love what you say about like, you know, live your dreams, right? Yeah. Like put it out there. Tell people your dreams. Mm-hmm. Hold yourself accountable. There is like, you need that spark. Like that's kind of what we're missing, right? Is like the igniter. And I love how you guys do this in the community. Okay. So tell us a little bit about like, if somebody wanted to sign up or these rolling, do you have to wait till another session ends? How does this work?
So we already have, right now we're actively in a class and we take a waiting list for the next class. So we go through candidates because we want it is a boot camp style.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like we just let everybody in. We want to make sure that the individuals are ready to heal.
Yeah, like this is, they're just ready to, give it their all for 30 days.
Yeah, the first couple classes we did, we didn't make a dime off of. We just did it at our time. And then we realized this is a big investment. we're spending money now. We're taking time, but in comparison, it's still cheap to everything that's out there because this is our
100%.
Yeah. So, I mean, for what we're offering, if people are interested in signing up for our next class, they can get on our Instagram and shoot us a DM. We do have a website. I mean, everything's happened so fast.
Yeah,
so we do have a website, but we're building it this week. That's why we got the office because we have so much stuff that we need to churn out now. But they can look us up on all social media at The Healing Dudes and shoot us a DM on there and let us know, you know, what it is you're struggling with and where you're at in your journey. And we'll get back with you and see if it's a great fit. You know, we generally only take in about 30 people for the class. We cap it off there. So there's a form of intimacy for the class.
We want a small community, you know, just so that everyone can have a chance to speak, to be heard, to you know that they're a part of a healing community and they're not just like, you know, just a random number. You know, like Josh said, in the Zoom calls in the class, people become close friends. People, you know, again, we laugh, we cry, we share so much stuff, but we're all on a mission to heal. We want everyone that's in there to be a part of that and to give it their all. So
yeah,
100%.
I love how you do know the people that are coming into the class too, because you want to create a safe space.
Yeah.
Right. And everyone's going to be at different places, but, you know, you got to have the right vibe too.
You're right.
Of the people that are going to be coming in. And no, I love that so much. Yeah. Okay. So any final words, if there's, you know, if there's something that you really want people to know, if they're struggling, if they're in their darkest days, what 100%. Is the big takeaway you want to share before we end the podcast?
Right. So this is what we hope for this program to be and what it's been already, you know, having over 90 people gone through it in 3 months, three short months, is that we're trying to serve as a beacon of hope and light for people that have been stuck in the chronic illness community for so long, that there is hope, that there is belief that you can get better and that, you know, you don't have to be stuck. There's a community of people that don't want to be stuck on symptom searching and body scanning and being a part of toxicity. And there's people that are actually healing and not only healing, but coming out and beginning to thrive. And what our goal is to give people a foundation after a month that they have a whole suite of new habits, healthy habits that change their life and change their thinking. Yeah. And from on there, healing can take 3 months, 8 months, a year.
A year and a half, 2 years. It can just depend.
It's a continual process, but people will see that they're getting better. And if at the worst case scenario, you've healed your brain, you're no longer anxious, depressed, you're now fearful, you're now expressing joy and gratitude first thing in the morning when you wake up instead of thinking about symptoms, that's a win. But we are seeing so much more big wins coming out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a small tidbit of what happens in the class. It's magic. That's really the only way I now describe it. And what's great about this is both Joe, you know, I'm an engineer, Joe's educated guy too. We needed science behind this. So we dug deep into it. And I mean, that's what we love when people say, oh, well, that's
just like pseudoscience.
Yeah, you can't just think your way better. And we're not saying that you can just think your way better, but we are a product of our thoughts. If you constantly think that you're going to be sick and miserable, you're going to be sick and miserable because your body listens on a cellular level. So getting people to understand that the brain is the most powerful tool that we have, that we're just now learning in society how to access it, how to access the subconscious. And literally with the just all the craze of neuroplasticity, that you're writing a new program for your brain, that it's to operate, and that the science, you know, is all over for it. So we want people to know that there's a safe place that they can heal, that they'll be held accountable. And I'm the hard one. I generally tend to like literally beat in the idea, all right, you guys got to get up, no one's coming to save you. Joe's a little more on the softer side, so it's a 1-2 punch.
I love that partnership. You got the good cop, bad cop kind of
thing. That's exactly how it is. So I want to add one thing to that. I completely agree, but I want to tell people that regardless of how sick you are, how long you've been sick, you can still heal. Like Josh and I, you heard this brief story about you know, Josh being, you know, wheelchair bound and tons of neurological symptoms, like we have in and out of the hospital, like we have seen it all, you know, with ourselves. We have been bedridden, bed sick, you know, for years at a time, and we have gotten our lives back. So there, no one's too far gone to heal. Like, even if you think, you know, I'm the exception, you know, I'm never going to heal, I'm so sick. That is not the case. We have seen it with ourselves, but with other people that have, you know, had some miraculous things happen to them, you know, in healing where they just didn't believe they could heal at first. And now they're seeing their lives get come back to them and things like that. So no one's too far gone to heal. Even if you've been sick for 15, 20, 30 years, you can still heal and you can still get better. So,
yeah.
So true. And start making the plans, right?
Yeah,
Bill? Because exactly. You will heal. And this is going to be part of your past story. So get busy making those plans, right? It's all going to happen.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Josh and Joe, for being on the podcast, for sharing your story, for just being such an inspiration and leading the way. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening. If you felt inspired, please submit a review. More reviews help others find Very Happy Stories. And don't forget to subscribe and share this with someone else you know who could use a very happy story right about now. Until next time, have a happy day.
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer. And we are the hosts of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com.
And listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.